For Thursday, October 15th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this your daily devotion for Thursday, October 15th. Today we find ourselves looking to the first letter of John, specifically chapter 2 and verse 2. I'm going to read this entire section of this scripture. It is titled, Christ Our Advocate. Turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Key to the Missionary Message. And this is what he wrote. The key to the missionary message is the propitiation of Jesus Christ. Take any phase of Christ's works, the healing phase, the saving and sanctifying phase, there is nothing limitless about those. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, now that is limitless. The missionary message is the limitless significance of Jesus Christ as a propitiation for our sins, and a missionary is the one who is soaked in that revelation. The key to the missionary message is the remissionary aspect of Christ's life, not his kindness and his goodness and his revealing of the fatherhood of God. The great limitless significance is that he is the propitiation for our sins. The missionary message is not patriotic. It is irrespective of nations and of individuals. It is for the whole world. When the Holy Ghost comes in, he does not consider my predilections. He brings me into a union with the Lord Jesus. A missionary is one who is wedded to the charter of his Lord and Master. He has not to proclaim his own point of view, but to proclaim the Lamb of God. It is easier to belong to a coterie, that is, a small group of people who share the same opinion, which tells what Jesus Christ has done for me, easier to become a devotee to divine healing or to a special type of sanctification or to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Paul did not say, woe is unto me if I do not preach what Christ has done for me, but woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. This is the gospel, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Check back tomorrow as we look to the Gospel of Matthew, specifically chapter 9, beginning at verse 38. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.